Welcome to another Red and White podcast, but this time these just the clips that were supposed to be in the last one. Apparently something with the live stream did not like the clip audio and recording it. I don't know what happened, but here's all the clips we're talking about. It starts with Jay Wright talking about the program. The second clip is Jeff Borzello and Pete Thamel talking about NC State's run, the Rich Eisen, DJ Burns nonsense, and then Kevin Keats from the UNC and Duke pregames from the Wolfpack One, and then Mike Golic Jr. talking about NC State and DJ Burns. Enjoy.
Great for NC State and Kevin Keats, because this is a proud, proud program with the Jimmy V days, and everybody knows NC State, North Carolina, Duke. That's the big triangle right there, college basketball. And Kevin Keats has them back on the map, and that's where they expect to be. And we have to appreciate how difficult that is to do. You don't just come in and do it in 2-3 years. This is what it looks like. You got to struggle and build the program, go through tough times. Kevin Keats has done it. They're in the Sweet 16. They deserve to be there. As I said earlier, I would not want to face them. They're playing great basketball, and they've got a lot of answers.
But I probably stole the two best answers if you had one yourself. But I will say DJ Burns at NC State, not a breakthrough guy. He's been around. I mean, he's played in the tournament for
– He was at Winthrop.
He was at Winthrop. He signed with Tennessee high school. So he's been around. But
should have been a left guard.
Dude, I mean, he's an incredible passer. Unbelievable hands.
Footwork's unbelievable,
though. Right. Yeah. And to me, like, the NC State story, I mean, they're an ACC school, so they're not a Cinderella. But you look back on, whatever, 13 days ago at this point, they were trailing Louisville at halftime of the first round of the ACC tournament. If they lose that game, there's a chance Kevin Keats is fired the next day. I mean, there was pressure on him. The fan base seemed ready to move on. Like, it wasn't out of the realm of possibility. That could have been his last game as NC State coach. And then they go on to win the ACC tournament, 5 wins in 5 days. They win the first round. They win the second round. They're in the Sweet 16. Keats has a raise. Keats gets an extension. I mean, it's an incredible 2 weeks that really only happens in March in college basketball. And to me, that's just an incredible story. That maybe isn't getting enough attention because it's NC State, it's an ACC team, but it's really incredible.
Yeah. Who puts in a contract if you win the ACC tournament? You get, what an arbitrary, weird thing to get a 2-year extension off of. If you reach the NCAA tournament, absolutely get extended. Also, if you win your conference, that's probably even a better metric then, because you could get lucky and win the conference tournament and not be very good. But that was like, I was like, a contract? I had never heard of a contract extension tied to a conference tournament victory in my career. I'm sure they exist.
In his original contract, I think I'm almost positive he had some sort of lever he could pull where if they got hit with NCAA infractions from the previous regime, he could trigger an automatic 2-year extension if he wanted to. And it's like, why would anybody ever say, I don't want that 2 years added onto my deal?
Well, just the buyout works the other way too, though.
Yeah,
if it
fair.
Was a 2-year extension, you had to pay more to leave.
But he's had a couple of different triggers that he's now hit. And he's, I mean, I think he's tied down there until, I don't know, 2028, 2029 at this point. So he's got new life there in Raleigh.
Yeah. And shout out to Casey Morcell, St. John's College high grad, played for my buddy Pappy in there. And Pat's obviously rooting hard for him as Pat battles ALS. So it's been fun to see him really seize the stage at this late point in his career. He's played awesome in, I feel like I've watched NC State so like more in the last 10 days than I have in the last 5 years.
Hey, seven wins in 13 days and all of them pretty much on national TV. Yes. It's hard to avoid them.
Yeah, no, truly, truly awesome. And it's what we talk on the Game Day Pod about Saturday football versus Sunday football. And there are just quintessential college basketball things and a wild conference tournament run that that avalanches into a Sweet 16 crashing. And I do think it's a little fitting as we see Duke in the Sweet 16, and we see Carolina in the Sweet 16 with NC State, as the ACC is at this crossroads. And I think it's fair to say they're certainly, you know, the
and Clemson. Judge.
Yes, sure. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And then when did you put on the weight? When did that happen?
Sir?
When did you, when did you become, like, and then.
The NCAA tournament.
Fight for everything.
like one game scenario. Okay, one game scenario, you fight for everything. Show me your heart. Put your heart on the line for everything. It's a weird thing. Some people get to this game because they just get there. That ain't us. We got here because we earned it and we belong here. Like, you belong here. You've already made history. You have already made history. This group right here has the opportunity to forever be cemented in the history of NC State basketball. You have done something so special. Like, you, like nobody else can do what this group has done. And all you gotta do is go out there and play hard and fight hard together for 40 minutes. Some of the greatest boxers, and I see them at their press conference and they talking and they face to face. And then when they get into the ring with somebody, it ain't the same. So you're about to get into a ring with some guys who's supposed to be good, okay? I don't think so, okay? I love what you're doing. Play hard, enjoy the moment. It'll be a great crowd, okay? Leave it all on the floor for you, brothers. And not only as we've grown as a team, we've grown in our relationship with everybody in this room. Let's go get us another win. Let's start. Okay, play winning basketball. That's what we've done. Okay, we've got to the point where everything is about winning now. Everything is about us. Everything is about being together, okay? We on our get back tour. Two of them done. Two of them go home. They ain't even here no more, okay? Couple of them didn't even last 24 hours, okay? This is our get back tour. We know that we let Duke off the hook. We let Duke off the hook. This is our get back tour, okay? What's your mentality, okay? Don't give them anything. Nothing. You don't get anything. Like, you ain't getting nothing. This is gonna be a hard night. Hey, you're supposed to be good. You're supposed to be an All-American. Your team's supposed to be top 10 in the country. We don't give a f-. We ain't giving up nothing tonight. Everything will be tough. Everything that we do will be together. Everything that they do, they're gonna struggle to do. Everybody got that?
He only had 10 points in this win, but at 6'9", 275, he authored one of my favorite quotes of college basketball season, which is, "I watched a lot of Akeem Olajuwon growing up, and I just ended up with a Zach Randolph build." And so I went back and looked up a little bit more about our thick king, and I realized he's been in college for a while. He's one of the guys that's been around here. He was part of the 2018 recruiting class, and he is from South Carolina. He was the third-ranked player in the state of South Carolina in the 2018 recruiting class. Do you know the two players that were ranked ahead of him in that same recruiting class, Claudia or Dad?
Wow.
Phone a friend.
Wow. I'm not going to know on that. but I imagine
Zion
there's
Williamson
some pretty good names.
And John Morant.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So as we had that conversation about those two stars coming out of South Carolina, and we remember all those videos of young Zion going and dunking on a bunch of like 6 foot white kids in the state of South Carolina in that small town he was from. It was him, Ja Morant, and then our guy, UNC or NC State's very own DJ Byrne. So someone to keep an eye on as we keep marching forward here.